Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian.
Julian, this is Carlos of Eagle Pass Construction.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Carlos?
Good, good. Hey, I'm going to start looking this week, okay? So as soon as I find something, I'll let you know.
Okay, cool. Let me pull up your file really quick so I can add a note really quick. One second. Eagle Pass Construction, LLC, Carlos Martinez. Let's see. Can you remind me of what you're looking for? Some equipment, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Dodge. Either it's going to be like a 35, 45, or a 5500, whichever series that, you know, I like.
Okay, cool. So do you want to apply for the financing before you start shopping so you know what you have approved, or do you have one picked out?
I haven't got anything picked out yet. You sent
okay.
me some forms already, right?
Yes, let me. Do you want me to send them again?
I should have them, but if you want to resend them, that's fine.
I can send them again so you don't have to dig them out. So that way once you apply, you kind of know what we can do, know what we can approve you for, so it makes it easier to shop. If you want to get those documents to me today, I could probably have an answer for you tomorrow, if not the next day, so that way you can shop more confidently knowing we have available. We just need a one-page app, 6 months bank statements, and 2015 tax return. Did you already do your 2015 taxes?
The 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
I don't really like to provide a whole lot of information as far as my, you know, my banking and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome to call my financial advisor if you want.
Yeah, sure. The thing with that, like, normally, so have you done equipment financing before, like through your local bank or?
Yeah, I mean TCF, you know, or Empire, you know.
What do they usually require?
I mean, if you want references, that's fine. I mean, well, not just the bank, you know, the account number. That's about it.
The only reason we need that stuff is because we have to verify that you have cash flow. We can't lend to anybody if they don't have cash flow. Obviously, it'd be super risky. And we want to give you the lowest rates possible. So if we can get you approved for some of our better programs at lower interest rates, I would love to do that. But we do have to look at your financials, like your bank statements and your tax return. We just do like a sort of a cash flow analysis. Nothing more.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't like to provide a lot of people a lot of information, so.
Yeah, it's just that when we're dealing with, like, high dollar amount loans, we have to have,
uh-huh.
like, official documentation. Otherwise,
well, I mean, like I said, TCF and Empire, they don't require a whole lot. You know, they just tell me, what do I got in the account? That's about it. You know, if you want to call the bank, you can call them. You know, that's fine.
Okay.
But,
yeah, right. those companies may offer you higher interest rates too if they don't have access to full financials, they don't really know what they're getting into, so they might attach a higher interest rate on that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
maybe
that applies to California, but here in Arizona we don't I don't hand out that amount of information. So
I gotcha.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, we do work with customers in all 50 states, but let me send you the email, and if you want to get that stuff to me, I can have an answer for you within 24 hours, but that is the standard procedure.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
But yeah, if you want to just start with the application, I can get started with that and get some feedback for you.
All right.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Carlos. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.